Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About so easy. You got to put it in the perspective.
Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
Life, people told me I'd never be good at anything. I decided to prove them wrong. Unfortunately, you don't get credit for being good at selling crack or convincing women that making love to them with your socks on still counts.
Oh, he's just gonna get that thing stuck, dude.
Traffic. We live in Los Angeles. Yes, but our traffic has famous people. At any given time, you could get into a fender bender with Steve Harvey.
And now, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do you guys just hate chance? Be honest with me.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome back, baby.
Wow.
Woo-woo.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Allie's still a little slick, sick, so she's not here today?
Yes.
Megan Holiday filling in
Hello.
For her.
Hello. Happy
Very
to be
happy.
Here.
How are you guys?
I'm all right.
Nice start for you, my friend.
I know,
here's
right?
the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
My baby is now a little over 7 months old, and waking up early in the morning, you know, you're trying to get him this 12-hour sleep day, which is like what everyone's trying to achieve, and I'm walking to feed my cat, which I have to do every day when I leave because I stuck myself with a cat, and I'm walking and I trip terribly. Like, take a spill.
You fall on your face?
Yes. I, like, barely stopped myself with my wrists. I thought maybe I was in a lot more trouble than I was, but luckily, I don't know, my body got real Wolverine for a second. But I made the loudest noise possible throughout the house, and
oh,
then
no.
I just hear, I could not have felt worse for my wife as I leave, just gotta go, just like out the
See
door.
Ya. Sorry about that.
I just take a tumble. So I know she's at home right now, just sort of
cursing
just,
you.
Yeah, just shaking her head, staring at the wall.
Wow.
Why'd you have to trip, you loser?
That sucks.
Very anyway. Slick.
How was your day yesterday? What'd you do?
I went out with my friend Justin. We went and watched.
Justin
I know.
Went out, you guys.
I can't believe I did it myself. To be honest.
Sweet.
I went to Ace Gogi. It opened in West Hills. That's the former Get Up On. It's the Korean barbecue pinball shop.
Oh, wow.
Opened in West Hills. Went and watched there, and I had a great time. What a great fun Super Bowl.
It was fun.
It was
especially if you don't have a team in it, like I didn't.
Right. Yeah. Just watching two teams go at it, and offense was great, and quarterbacks were great, and. I know we'll get into halftime and we'll get into commercials, but it was a very exciting game, I thought.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah.
Even when they looked at even on paper, a lot of times they're just not that interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
I thought the Niners were... I was like, oh, this is in the bag, you know?
Were you
I was
rooting
like,
for the Niners?
I mean, kind of. I lived in the Bay. I lived in the Bay for a long time, but I really just don't care about football at all. So I had an impromptu Super Bowl party yesterday.
Impromptu?
Impromptu,
wow.
Yeah. I didn't.
When did you start the thought process of I should have people over?
You know, it didn't really be. There was already people over. I went and I did a podcast yesterday. I had some friends over, you know, and I was like, you guys just stay here. And then I went and did a podcast and I came back. They were like, let's just watch the game here, invite a couple more people over, cook some food. And I was like, let's go.
2 hours later, there's 75 people at Megan's house.
There's like a helicopter above the house with a spotlight.
But it was a crazy game. Like,
super
I just
fun.
For sure thought the Niners were going to win. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. You never know.
Yeah. If you watch the Chiefs this year, man, they're a crazy team that way. They just let the other team get out to a lead. They're fine with it.
Yeah.
And they just come back and win. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this after they won. What a terrible team that would be to follow because... You have to believe until the very end, which is very painful sometimes.
Yes.
But they keep you invested. It's not like my team, the Arizona Cardinals. If they get behind, they're going to lose. And you go, all right, well, It was a good time. We were in the Super Bowl. That was fun.
I think you could probably just cut out the middleman and just say we're going to lose.
That's true. But if you're the Chiefs and you're behind by 10, you have to still be all in.
I know. Yeah.
That could be very painful if they didn't win.
What do you think Eric Stonestreet is doing right now?
Is he still up?
I wonder if he's still up or if he just went to sleep.
All right, 3-hour time change.
He, for those who don't know, we've been talking to him over the last few weeks. Eric Stonestreet is the humongous Chiefs fan. This was his dream. He almost didn't want to jinx it coming on the air with us last week to say they were going to win. But it happened for him, and it happened for him and all those comedians, Rob Riggle and Jason Sudeikis and all those guys who've been, you know, pals through the Chiefs and through Kansas City sports. I just wonder what he's doing. I wonder if he's all right.
I wonder if he has gone to bed yet.
I wonder if he's in jail. These are all things I thought of this morning when I woke up.
Let's call him.
Wouldn't that be great?
We do have his number. We could technically call him soon.
I mean, yeah, we could.
See what happens. See what happens.
Do we want to be that guy?
I don't know.
I think we do.
Just call you at 5:30 a.m. No big deal.
We can say we were so invested. I really am. I'm so invested in his win.
Same.
I really was rooting for him.
If you don't have a team for yourself, it's your friends.
Yeah, I was rooting for him.
That's all that matters.
So, I mean, he owes it to us, is what I'm saying.
You saw his post on Instagram where he's kissing the Lombardi trophy?
Yes. and remember, he was hanging out with the NFL commissioner.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of catching up, so let's just force ourselves on him.
We'll give it a try. Yeah. That doesn't sound as good as it did 10 years ago, but...
should have maybe thought that out.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
You came bursting from Bermuda.
Right. It's Monday, so we have great news.
Yep.
We have Super Bowl highlights. Mm-hmm. We have something called Weekend Jeopardy.
Brand new.
A brand new feature. And we know our record on brand new features.
They do well.
They always work.
Mm-hmm.
Your earliest memory. We're going to talk about that today.
This has been plaguing me.
Because of your son?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Been trying to figure out what he's going to remember of me on my cell phone while I'm next to him. No, I'm kidding. I do wonder what he remembers. Yes.
So we'll take your phone calls on that as well. And we'll send somebody to Brazil. See the Lumineers.
Awesome. Right now?
In the 7 o'clock hour.
We're just sending someone to Brazil
It's from all last week. They all qualified last week.
You said we're going to send someone to Brazil. I was like, we should look into this before we do it.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back with what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
I wish you guys had any idea how loud that was in my headphones. That almost destroyed me.
Oh my God.
That very closely almost destroyed me.
You were almost on the ground there.
Oh my God. We're trying some new stuff. I got a new microphone set up.
What doesn't kill you, Kevin?
I'm not sure that's true in this case. Wow. Allie is out sick, unfortunately, today, but our friend Megan is in to fill in.
Hi, I'm here.
What's happening?
I'm happy to be here. What is happening? Okay, so I really want to talk to you guys about the halftime show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved it. I felt like Shakira and J-Lo did an amazing job, especially for, and I mean, I don't want to talk about their age and all that stuff, but I would kill to be in that great of shape, and I'm a whole lot younger than both of them.
Yeah.
You know? There was a lot of ass shaking going on, which I personally loved. There was pole dancing involved, amazing choreography. The two male Latin guests that came out, J Balvin and Bad Bunny, who many people, including Jensen, thought was Ali G.
I thought it was too at first.
I was like, well, that's a weird decision.
Yes.
And then to have it not be him was a slight depressing.
It was for me, too.
I wanted it to be Ali G. I wanted it to be like, booyaka shah, go Chiefs.
Could you imagine?
I really genuinely, I watched the Shakira stuff and was like, and I went home to my wife and asked the same question. Why isn't Shakira super, super famous still?
She is.
But not really here.
But she's around the world.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, she's so cool.
Yeah.
She had such a good time. She's
a good vibe, yeah.
Compared to like J-Lo's very serious mambo mentality kind of thing, you almost had the exact opposite with Shakira, and it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed.
I was like, I want her around all the time.
Yeah, seriously. But every time she plays anywhere here, all the shows sell out.
I miss her.
I liked the snake tongue thing she had going on. That was really fun.
You're into that sort of thing.
She was a true gift machine.
The other thing that I really absolutely loved about the Super Bowl was Demi Lovato crushing the national anthem.
Demi Lovato.
She didn't crush it. She came up under 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Ooh.
Which sounds like a degenerate gambler is amongst us.
That's what it sounds like.
I lost my first bet of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, just hold the note. Where's the flyover? Come come on, let's slow this down.
She was going quick.
Oh, man. Well, this is just a general appreciation that I have for her, you know, because she's been through so much. She had an accidental overdose in 2018, and she kind of disappeared for a while after she'd been sober for 6 years. And, you know, me too. I'm a, you know, fellow addict and alcoholic in recovery, and I just really appreciate her. You know, she did so good at the Grammys, too, that mm-hmm. emotional performance.
She did.
And just for her to be emerging and just being so open and honest about her experience, I think, is going to help a lot of people.
Wait, so that wasn't just about my bet?
Slightly about your bet.
Okay. She's a businesswoman, a TV star, a host, a producer, an actress, a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. She's one of the most influential, popular, wealthy women in the world.
Oh, good to know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, Demi Lovato.
Plus that.
Yeah, Demi Lovato.
Awesome. All right, so birthdays today. We've got Nathan Lane, mm-hmm. Isla Fisher, love her.
Love her. Speaking of Ally G, she's married to Sasha.
That's right.
That's right.
It's all interconnected.
Yeah.
Sean Kingston, Daddy Yankee, even.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, Megan Holliday filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ally and Jensen.
Last week, mm-hmm. Jensen told us that he is having a problem biting his nails, and we took some phone calls from listeners.
Yeah.
Is there any update, Jensen?
Well, to remind you, I'm 40 years old. That's probably an important thing to say up top. I'm not an 11-year-old radio prodigy. I should not be biting my nails the way that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I was so...
Have you always done it?
Yes.
And you always hated it?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I think being an adult doing it is much worse than being in, like, fourth grade.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But there's some time in between.
And then being middle-aged, it's even worse. Like, you're just like, what are you doing with your life? And I used to pick at them so much that after a while they would hurt a little.
Oh.
And like, it's just...
Is it a nervous?
I can't tell. I have no idea.
Anxious thing?
I don't even know I'm doing it sometimes. It's mostly in traffic.
Huh.
So it's like, I think I'm passing time or so. And I just, there's traits I don't like about myself, but mm-hmm. I don't think anything is as high as biting my nails.
Oh, there's much worse about you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the encouragement. And so what we said was, what can I do? We asked people, because my New Year's resolution was to stop biting my nails. I got 23 days into it. And also...
By the way, that's really
pretty good.
Yeah, for that something good. That you don't know is happening while it's happening.
And that I've been doing for basically 40 years.
Yeah.
So, and my nails grew in really fast. I was like very impressed at how strong they were. I was like, this is a really good thing. And then... it just all fell apart for me. Started biting them. There was no reason. I wasn't more stressed or anything.
Hmm.
And I just, and so we asked.
You just forgot maybe? Not top of mind?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I think it was, I'm sorry, Megan. I think it was Jensen's fidget spinner. Like his form of a fidget spinner.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, I have nothing to do. I just got to bite my nails.
Which is funny because I did get an email from a listener suggesting I get a fidget spinner.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I was like, sir, I'm trying to not bite my nails, not have friends. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to stop the nails, not my social life.
So how were you doing it? How were you stopping?
Really cold turkey.
Oh, wow.
And I think that might have been my big problem.
Because,
like, I was proud of myself for doing it without any sort of help. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, I needed to
push
it.
Has anyone ever told you to do the thing where you paint the like stuff that tastes really bad?
A lot of people told me.
Okay.
And that's why I brought it in.
This was the conversation last week.
Yeah, so I brought it in.
Oh, you brought it in.
I did.
Oh,
so this is called No Bite.
No Bite.
I'm so painting your nails after this.
And I am willing to try it here today.
Oh.
I will, you know, obviously you will know if I try to bite my nails. Because
you'll gag?
I've been told this is disgusting.
Can I smell it?
Yeah.
Have you smelled it before, Jensen? Have you smelled it yet?
No, this is
so this is your first time.
Yeah.
So my
old... Kevin's face was just like,
brother,
oh.
My older brother was the same. Let me smell it.
Wow,
it is nail polish, but a little...
It's like nail polish remover.
It's like garbage nail polish remover.
It's garbage nail polish remover, right?
That's bad.
So I read some of the reviews on it. Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, you didn't try this yet? You brought it in today?
Yeah. Okay. Mugs, who I might be hungover, just smelled it and I think got very close to vomiting.
I'm actually more awake now.
That's like smelling salt.
Yeah, really. Oh.
So yeah, I figured I would do it today. I did read some of the reviews and one said, not only do you not want to bite your nails, if you do, it will be in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like the taste will be in your mouth for hours.
Yeah.
So I will put them on now. I wondered if Muggs wanted to at least try.
I'll try a little bit. You know, I mean, just by the smell.
Is he
going to
taste it or just put it on his nails?
Well, I think you have to taste it.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
I'll taste it.
No,
okay.
Well, just before you do it, let it dry. But also on top of that, this is now my gauge.
Holy moly.
So like I won't know what I'm in for unless I see what Muggs does.
I like it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
He's a human science experiment.
Yeah. All right. This helps me.
Driving along the freeway.
Good impression of me, right?
I'm in traffic. Right. Nothing to do. Oh, I'm going to just start biting my nails.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it tastes like, honestly, it tastes like you mix garbage and a nail salon in the same in the same bottle.
It's like if a nail salon went out of business,
yes.
And then 3 years later you walked in to see what was going on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I know I won't be biting my nails today.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm putting it on now.
It's Kevin in the morning.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We usually have meetings after the show,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about things. We talk about the day. We talk about what's coming up, what's behind us. And every once in a while, somebody will say something that just stops the room cold. Everyone's talking at the same time, and then no one's talking. And this happened Friday.
You like, we'll all be like, what do you want to do for the next? And then someone will say something, and it'll be like, and then everyone just sort of stares at the person in silence for like 5 minutes.
And no one, they don't look at each other and go, everyone be quiet for a second. It's just whatever he says, in this case, it's the King of Mexico, is so absurd that no one can speak.
I mean, do you want to let him just say it?
I just said, listen, we were discussing something that reminded me of a great story, mm-hmm. and I let Kevin know that he introduced me to the best chow mein in the world.
Okay, so now when you hear something like that, you assume it's some hole in the wall or something, you know, credibly ethnic. Mm-hmm. Like something that like...
Somewhere you'd have to travel to get.
Or like doesn't have a sign outside.
Something that gets lower than an A, right?
No.
Oh, no, that's the best.
Has an A, and you think to yourself, this is going to be fine dining.
Right.
You guys are going to the wrong spots if you don't have an A. You know, if they have something lower than an A.
I agree. Yeah.
No, I mean, you have
expect that from you.
Yeah. Anyways, the place that... It has the best chow mein ever is Panda Express.
Nope.
And I thought he was trolling.
Same.
We stared at him for a while, and then we went, go on.
Well, it started because I have never had Panda Express until once this man, Kevin Ryder, on the Kevin and Bean Show, mm-hmm. went on air and talked about how dry the Panda Express was.
This is what
chow mein was.
Yeah. I was telling the story of it's the driest... substance known to men. Like, as soon as it touches your tongue, it sucks up all the moisture. And your body is literally just a dried up, shriveled mess. Mm-hmm. And from that, Dave goes, I gotta try it.
I need to try it.
Right. So what no one thinks when they hear that.
Yeah. I went to Panda Express and blew my mind, and you know, I just loved it so much, and I've loved it for a long, long time.
Listen,
that was a while ago.
Listen, I love Panda Express too.
Me too.
But it's garbage.
No, it's not garbage.
No. I can say both. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, and it's garbage.
Listen, it may not be the best, but it is not garbage. How dare you, sir? But
we go there to eat. It's garbage.
Yes.
Like that's why we're there. We're like a goat.
It has no MSGs. You guys.
I agree. I don't.
Hey, that's great news. No MSGs.
Jeez.
Maybe there should be MSGs.
No. So you know, I thought that maybe after I said this, I felt bad in the meeting. I was like, you guys got to me. Like, okay, maybe I'm crazy.
Yes.
So I went to go get it again on Friday.
Okay. So then you came to your senses.
Yeah. And I went and tasted it, and it was so delicious, and the moisture was there. Oh my God. I had it with. Orange chicken, which you can't deny.
But maybe what it is, too, is that you're going and you're getting the fresh batch when they just bring it out. Where Kevin is going,
I mean,
and
honestly,
he's getting the scraps.
How many minutes are between there?
At
a place like Panda Express,
it goes so fast.
Hours?
Yeah, it goes. No. My panda is so busy that it's a constant.
Yeah, my panda is so busy.
Yeah, well, yeah, my panda is a test kitchen, man. So it is amazing. And you know, you guys, it's just the moisture of it. And I've been everywhere.
The moisture.
I mean, the moisture. The moisture of
the taste. Hold on.
The onions.
You should move to Florida. Wow. You'll love the moisture there.
Hold up. Yeah. So you're saying the exact opposite of what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. You 100%. Wow. You had a bad batch.
There's no
man.
Such thing as a bad batch at a restaurant. It's either good or it's bad.
No,
they
no.
make it the there's, same way every day.
There's different cooks and everything.
Not at Panda Express.
Wow. I think Dave just wants to be contrarian.
It's garbage.
No, I think it's just... my God. And then, you know, have you ever had it in a Bing, which is like a burrito at Panda Express? Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Yes. Have you ever had real Chinese food?
Yes. I've been to Chinatown in San Francisco,
okay.
New York, mm-hmm. Los Angeles,
and okay. it's still and
Melbourne.
And, yeah, and everywhere. Panda Express is still better than all.
Panda Express wow. has beat every chow mein I've had.
There's no possible way.
Someone come at me.
Everyone's
come at me.
Coming
no,
at you.
No, no, no. Name a spot.
It just isn't possible that it's the best.
Right.
You can say you like it the best.
All right. No. Would this make you feel better?
You can't say, like, objectively as if there is such a thing. It's the best.
Can you say it's my favorite?
Yes.
Yeah. Out of everything
you can.
You've had? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It just makes right. you stupid.
I have the best taste buds.
Okay,
in this
Donald
world.
Trump.
Okay,
right.
okay, Mr. Right. Soft Hands.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
The world famous K-Rock. K-Rock. Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
The news can be super depressing, and that's why on Monday mornings we do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I don't usually use great news as a burn, but I did get a story of some kids buying their teacher some basketball shoes.
Yeah.
Jensen.
Aww. Yeah.
Well. So it's sort of... I win?
I mean...
We'll see. Okay.
Considering I love basketball yes. shoes, this does yes. seem like something you're directly pointing at me
That's
while
correct.
Saying.
That's okay. what I'm doing, yes.
Go on.
Earlier this month, a Nebraska middle school teacher named Trey Payne... How do we feel about adults with the name Trey, unless you're the drummer for Green Day?
No, I was more excited the idea they have to call him Mr. Payne.
I like
How did you not notice that?
I like that.
He was heartbroken to discover that his favorite pair of basketball sneakers had been stolen from his classroom. And his students saw how sad he was, and this is what happened.
After Payne's Kevin Durant 12s were stolen out of his office, he didn't think much of it. But some of his students wanted to help.
And we made a whole group chat, and we like invited our friends to... And we thought they would donate money. So then we put all the money together and then we ordered the shoes and gave them to them.
I hope that wasn't a storytelling class.
I hope it's not debate.
And yeah. that video says it all.
Oh my Jesus. Oh my
God. Days after the surprise, Payne is still in shock about the whole thing.
They're eighth graders, and for them to think outside of themselves, like that is a higher level thinking skill that they're technically not supposed to have yet.
Dude, why you got a bad mouth and they got you some shoes?
He's like, you don't understand. These kids are total stupid
right.
idiots, and they've put it together for
they're,
this.
They, listen, they're super self-centered, yeah. and they don't do this kind of thing.
They're morons.
His students say it's not about the shoes.
We want Mr. Payne to know that we love him and we care about him.
Very sweet.
Very
so sweet.
Sweet.
At the end of the day, very sweet.
Those His shoes kids. Got stolen again, though.
Oh, my God.
And that's my great news. Great news.
There you
Ooh.
Go.
All right. Who's
All
up
right.
next? Megan?
Okay, cool. I'll go next. So you may have noticed a Super Bowl ad last night with a dog on a beach. You may or may not have seen this. So his dog was given a month to live, but the owner could not accept the prognosis and is now thanking the veterinary clinic that saved his beloved pet by taking out a $6 million Super Bowl ad.
I was very confused by that ad. I didn't know what it was. We're like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to stand out more than the Scientology ad
yes.
that runs
oh,
every year.
My
but
God.
This one did.
So, yeah, so he took his dog Scout to the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine, and they were able to give the dog chemotherapy and radiation and saved the dog. So, yeah, so he took out a 30-second spot called Lucky Dog, and it encourages viewers to donate to the veterinary school's research, and I just thought that that was really cool until you brought up a point.
Well, I'm just saying, if he spent $6 million on an ad... Just donate the money.
You could just give it to the school.
Right? Yeah. Like, do you think he raised more money with that?
I think that it is important to advertise your school. And if you're watching the Super Bowl, you're like, oh, I want to get into that. That's the school to go to.
Okay.
Right.
But then again, I mean, also, it was weird when it just was like,
show me photos of me and Loretta.
And I was like, that has nothing to do with this college.
That was an odd turn.
An odd decision.
Yeah, so that's my great news.
Oh, a lot of enthusiasm there. Right. Okay, guys. The NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal has had quite a few rough months in a row there. You know, back in October of last year, his sister Aisha Harrison Rex passed away from cancer at the young age of 40. She had been battling for 3 years, and like many of our own family members, eventually succumbed to the awful disease. Then, as we all know, obviously this past week, his teammate Kobe Bryant passed away in a helicopter crash alongside 8 other victims. And despite their infamously hot and cold relationship, Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant will always be connected.
Yeah.
You know, that's two names that will always go hand in hand. And it seemed that right before he passed away, too, there was a burying the hatchet interview between the two of them. I don't know if you remember that.
Where they both said, oh, no, he's great with me saying that, right?
Yeah, it seemed fine. But then when, you know, Shaq did the TNT Inside the NBA interview, he did admit that they hadn't really spoken since his retirement. So they weren't super close, but they'll always be connected.
Yeah.
And Shaq is taking it very hard. The clip went viral of him crying. So no one would blame the center, once named Superman, if these two tragic events had rocked his world. And he stated on his podcast this past week, I haven't eaten, I haven't slept, I'm sick right now.
Wow.
Well, a Facebook post made the rounds this weekend from a man named Patrick Martin, who noticed Shaquille O'Neal standing around at a Best Buy in McDonough, Georgia, where Martin was shopping for a laptop. Martin decided to approach Shaquille O'Neal just to give him his condolences for both his sister and Kobe Bryant. He said he knew that it had been a rough time for Shaq, and he wanted to let him know that everyone around the world was thinking about him. They had a super nice conversation where Shaquille O'Neal was thankful for the words, and they moved on until Shaq reappeared a few minutes later, tapped Martin on the shoulder, and asked him what he was buying. When he replied, a laptop for my family, Shaq said, I appreciate you guys, and told him to go pick out the most expensive laptop he could find, and Shaquille O'Neal will buy it for him.
Wow.
Shaq has been known to spread goodwill like this. This is kind of a Shaquille O'Neal thing. But it's such an, I don't know, it's such a nice thing for me to see Shaq be able to sort of spread his privilege. Like, he knows that he's lucky to have been Shaquille O'Neal and have those talents. And the money he made is stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he does general insurance commercials. He's, you know, bleeding in money. Like, he has so much dough, and he spends it. And my personal experience with him, quickly, is that...
You've had personal experience with him.
Very much. We shot a pilot for him together, a show that I was executive producer on, and we went to a retirement home. Mm-hmm. And he loved all the people in the retirement home. And he asked them, what is it you guys would want more than anything here? And they were kind of, like, giving up some ideas. And then the one guy goes, you know, we always talk about wanting a pool table. And at the end of the taping... 2 pool tables arrived.
Aww.
Shaquille O'Neal just bought this retirement home 2 pool tables because he hung out with him for the day. He's that kind of guy. He's amazing. And also the Super Bowl party he has every year, he announced yesterday that all of the money, all of the proceeds from it is going to the Mamba on 3 Foundation. Shaquille O'Neal, very good dude. And that's why that was my great news.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
K-Rock.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
Carol QFM.
But how many players have come and gone, great players, great coaches for the Chiefs that have not been able to taste this moment. This is picked. Kendall Fuller up to get it. And that will end this game. And they have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami. As they win it here in Super Bowl 54.
Congratulations to the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
My man, Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't love more.
He is a national hero. He is. We have him on the show a lot.
Yes.
He's come on here before.
None of us like cruelty to animals.
No, we are all animal lovers.
Having said that, when he talks about killing animals, I swear to God, it's one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
And it feels too real. It feels a little too real.
We were all like laughing at first because, oh, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it kept going and going and going, he's talking about all kinds of different animals and how he kills them. And we're like, dude.
And we would be like, so about the football game? And he'd go, yeah, the rats, though.
Yes.
Like,
it was insane.
Incredible man.
It sounds to me a little bit, and this is after the game, it sounds to me a little bit like Terry Bradshaw no longer has control of his teeth.
Oh, my God.
No longer has has control of his teeth. Listen to this.
Congratulations to both of these teams, the Chiefs and the 49ers. Now to present the Vince Lombardi Trophy for the world champion Kansas City Chiefs Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Now listen, I know I should be the last person to make fun of people that can't talk. But unbelievable.
He is such a wild man. And this is, you know, he clearly is just kind of running at the seat of his pants. So when they said, who do we want to run the ceremony?
Yes.
To say Terry Bradshaw felt like a very gutsy call.
Or they were all like, we picked Terry Bradshaw to host that. Watch this.
He picked the smallest straw.
Now, the thing that I noticed, though, was right after the halftime show, when they came back and they were hosting the halftime, they all started talking. And Terry Bradshaw didn't have his microphone.
Oh, I remember this.
His microphone is just sitting on the table. I know. And we're going to go through how long. This is 100 million people.
Yeah.
Halftime. Terry Bradshaw not picking up his microphone.
Michael Strahan, I think you were moving just a little bit out there.
I was moving a little bit. Curry looking at my phone. My twin said, Dad, that was a great show. And Shakira summed it up. I said, how are they going to be when I interview them? She said, fun. That is the one thing about this show. And that was a lot of fun.
Okay, so still, it's the microphone's on the table.
Yeah, everything's doing fine.
He's just not. He's looking at his phone. Right. I don't even think he knows he's on.
Best halftime show that I've seen in a long time.
Jimmy was the one that was dancing secretly over there.
I love the beat. Now, I love the beat.
Jimmy was going, you know, Skiers, he can move her hips.
Yes.
Jimmy, the hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie.
First of all, that's an alley-oop to yourself. Yeah. I don't think that's fair.
Can't do that.
Second of all, Terry Bradshaw still hasn't picked up the mic at this point. Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw thinks he's at home.
How is that possible?
Terry Bradshaw's wondering how he's going to kill. How he's going to kill a rodent.
Still doesn't have a microphone.
All right, Howie Long, let's talk football here. Tied game. What do you expect from the second half?
All right, so Howie Long says, as Terry Bradshaw said, and now he's talking specifically about Terry Bradshaw, who still hasn't picked up his microphone.
Well, I think Terry touched on it a little earlier. I expect, you know, Kansas City to open things up a little bit more. They played a little conservative. That throw Jimmy Garoppolo made right before the end of the half.
Okay, I want to stop it right here because I'm going to let it play, but you'll hear Terry Bradshaw realizing that he still doesn't have his microphone yet, picking it up, and then having absolutely nothing to say.
Yeah.
Stop the entire broadcast, and it's... Stop.
Kittle, that's going to get the attention of that secondary and that football team. I'm going to tell you.
You got something, Terry? I thought you were grabbing your microphone because you
forgot to pick up my mic.
He forgot to pick up his mic for a full minute.
Kevin, when watching this, did you feel a kindred
spirit?
Yes,
that's me
spirit?
Now.
Oh, yeah.
At first, I thought that's me in the future. I was like, no, that's me now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you. You got something, Terry? I thought you were grabbing your microphone because you
forgot to pick up my mic.
Okay, so he forgot to pick up his mic. Right. Now he's holding the mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you were going to add a comment.
Well, now that you have.
Yes.
About the pass, I'll tell you, when you can see a quarterback throw a football that long and the guy's well covered and perfect.
All right. Well, here, Boston.
That's not a thing.
He's just saying words.
He just said words. He was like, listen, ask me. He ask me how the game's going.
How'd the game go?
Good. The guy's got to throw it. Guy's got to catch it. Guy's got to score a touchdown. I mean, that's literally what he said.
As somebody who just says words. That's a kindred spirit right there.
That's your guy.
He has no idea what he's talking about. And Howie Long, if you watch Howie Long closely, he starts to laugh at Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah.
One Hall of Famer to another, right, Kevin?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock. Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. KROQ FM.
Here's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we try a new bit, always works.
Yes, it always flies high. It
okay, maybe not always.
Forever. Okay, no,
occasionally it works.
All right, fine.
Most of the time it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one we're going to try our hardest on. It's called Weekend Jeopardy.
Hey, everybody, it's time for Weekend Jeopardy. Jeopardy, what did you do this weekend?
I don't know.
Come on, answer truthfully. What did you do this weekend? Weekend, come on, let's find out.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
All right.
I'm going to tell you three different things.
Okay.
One of these things I did this weekend.
Okay.
The other two, complete lies.
Okay.
Two lies, one truth.
And we need to pick?
Yep. You need to tell me which one of them is something I actually did this weekend.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Very easy, very simple. Just tell me the number. But what I'm going to also tell you is that really think it out.
All right.
You need these points. We're going to tally up all the points. And at the end of the year...
How do you get points?
By picking correctly.
Oh, the end of the year. Okay.
The end of the year.
Oh, wow.
The
end of the year.
You're really
year,
we're gonna positive long, about this new feature.
Long we're gonna tally, game. I know, really.
We're going to tally the points.
We're confident.
And nothing's going to happen with those points.
Okay,
wow,
good.
That's exciting.
But it's important to get them. All right, here okay. we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
First, spent $56 on holiday-themed sugar cookies at Whole Foods. Okay?
Okay.
Second, bit my nails after changing my baby's diaper. And I tasted
oh,
poop.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Third, while watching the Super Bowl at a restaurant, I accidentally told the waiter I wanted the Ravens to win. All right. So again, three options. Spent $55 on holiday-themed sugar cookies at Whole Foods. Second, bit my nails after changing my baby's diapers and I tasted poop. Three, while watching the Super Bowl at a restaurant, I accidentally told the waiter I wanted the Ravens to win.
All right. Jensen's pretty cheap.
Okay.
Not to stereotype.
Well, please, you didn't have to point to your nose when saying it.
$56 on cookies.
Let's see. Well, and earlier
you that's
did
possible.
He did also talk earlier about how normally when he bites his nails, mm-hmm. it's in the car.
Oh,
and
interesting.
When he's driving, so it seems odd that he would be biting his nails after changing the diaper.
Mm-hmm.
If we're breaking it down,
but who doesn't have the two teams that are playing while he's watching?
Uh-huh.
That's not possible.
$56
bucks on cookies.
I do like the idea that you think it's more possible I tasted poop. I do enjoy that. Just as
you bite your nails, yes?
Yeah,
you have a newborn, yes?
I wasn't using the no bite.
Okay.
As you know, I just started using it now.
Right.
Do have a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
But that's too gross.
But it
doesn't mean he won't do it.
Yeah,
though.
Right. Exactly.
Well, he does it accidentally.
It didn't say
accident.
On purpose.
Yeah.
At
right,
the end
right,
of it.
Right,
okay.
right, right.
Accident.
Okay, I don't know why, but my instinct, and I try to follow my instincts.
I mean, please do.
It's one. It's the holiday themed cookies.
$56 on holiday
yeah.
cookies.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think that's.
But you know Jensen better than I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm going. I don't know why that was the one that I went.
Well,
with.
you sense it.
Yeah, right.
You use the force.
I use the force. That's right.
$56 on cookies, bit nails, poop. I want it to be that one.
I know.
Yeah, I mean,
want
it
to be. Can you just pick that one?
I want it to be
fun.
Poop.
Yeah.
Really badly.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's not. Do we only get one guess? And what happens if we're wrong? Do we get
okay,
this?
Number one, you definitely only get one guess,
okay.
Kevin. That is
but what if I'm wrong?
The goal of these games is always one guess. And what if you're wrong
do
is
I
you're wrong.
Do I get kicked out of the game?
No.
Do I get another guess?
No. You only get one guess, and whoever gets the points. But
okay.
The point is we'll do this in the future.
All right, $56 cookies.
That's what you're saying.
Bit nails poop.
Okay, you've now flipped.
Super Bowl wrong team.
Yes.
Just recapping.
Yes, thank you. Trying to figure out what I did this weekend. And it's not as easy as people thought.
I'm going to rule out $56 on cookies because
okay.
that's not a story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of how he could tell a story.
Right, right, right.
Bit nails poop, that's a story.
Uh-huh.
Wrong team, that's a story. Okay. I'm going to go with bit nails poop.
I truly am an enigma. That's what I've learned
bit
from
nails
this.
Poop.
You get it? Is that it?
Bit nails poop!
I spent $56 on holiday-themed sugar cookies at Whole Foods.
I knew it.
And by the way, just to prove to you, it is a story, okay? Because here's my situation.
I not only said it wasn't that, but I denied your ability to do it.
Play out how much a cookie is, right? They're the minuscule, like cents.
Yeah, they're like 20 cents a cookie.
I ate through.
Expensive cookies are $2. What?
$56 worth of holiday-themed cookies in a weekend.
Wow.
You ate all of them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. I had some help with family members.
Okay.
But I ate through this without even thinking. I'll eat one and then I'll go, that's so good. I can have another one. Four or five of them in like, and they're large cookies. They're like deli cookies.
Are they not filling? How do you eat five and not go, I'm done?
My body's not telling. Five? I could have 35.
What?
I wouldn't even know. My body doesn't tell me to stop eating them.
What are you talking about? Everybody's body tells them to stop eating when you're full.
No, the people at Whole Foods, I have brought
He's
up.
He's hungry. He's been doing a juice cleanse.
Yeah. That's why I need to jump on one now. I'm telling you the truth. I brought two bags. Filled with cookies.
Why?
Because I can't fit them in one bag.
But why would you buy that many?
Because I'm having a...
I'm not saying...
Why two bags?
No. Why do you buy that much?
I'm having a true sickness. I don't know what's going on. I'm eating many cookies. I brought it to the front, the woman at the counter, and she goes, what's in this bag? I go, oh, it's the cookies from the glass counter, you know, because you pull them out yourself. And she goes, cool, what's in this bag? And I go, those are cookies from the glass counter.
Okay, at that point, did you think...
She looked
heads
at me,
up here.
She looked at me like I honestly like yeah. I was disgusting. Like I was like I shouldn't be shopping at Whole Foods. Oh like she checked to see if I was wearing shoes, like to kick me out. Like it was one of the more embarrassing things.
Did you
that's
pause
ever happened.
And think, okay, I need to put some of these back because clearly I have a problem.
I'm almost saying it on the air so that I don't do it again. Mm. So if people see me in my
telling
local
on
home,
yourself. That's
exactly,
good.
They
that's
can
good.
Stop yeah. me from doing it. But I
you're
also,
not a fat dude, though.
No.
You would be fat. If your body
I'm getting there. Listen, I'm getting there.
You're working on it.
Two more bags and I'm pushing scales. And so I like these cookies so much. I have
what
not,
are they?
They're like sugar cookies, like a vanilla sugar cookie with sprinkles or hard, two different ones, or hard crust icing.
Okay.
I do love those.
How addicted
yeah.
to them am
oh,
I?
I do love those.
I've now went through two holidays with them.
Oh, wow.
I've had the Christmas what? Ones, which is where I started it, and now I'm like, well, Valentine's Day ones look
oh
good.
My God.
I'm sure Easter's after that. I'm just going to keep going until we run out of holidays. Until
we run out of cookies.
It's not even possible.
Yeah.
But again, $56 in cookies in a weekend.
Oh, that's wild.
Disgusting.
Where does the baby poop come in?
Well, listen, I eat that afterwards. That's what I put on top of it.
Weekend Jeopardy!
It's Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
Kevin in the Morning.
Kevin.
The world famous K-Rock.
Megan is in for Allie. What's happening?
All right, cool. So, I have a deep love for Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Especially.
Probably very different.
Maybe. But she, I just always remember her in the Lit video for Miserable.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
How freaking hot she looked.
Pam Anderson?
That's right, Pam Anderson. So anyways, her and John Peters, they you would know him. He had produced films like A Star is Born with Barbara Streisand, Batman in 1989. Anyways, they split 12 days after their wedding.
No.
They just got married.
They
what?
Just got married
what?
On January 20th.
No! No, this is so... What?
If they don't have love, what chance do we have?
So Pam said, life is a journey and love is a process.
Is it?
I guess
it's a pretty short journey for her. That's 12 days. By the way, you have to have fought for some of that 12 days, right?
Yeah, something went wrong.
So maybe five, 6 days in?
Something happened. Or they were hot, were they high? When
and they sobered up?
Maybe.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
That statement is longer than their marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Can't you just have it annulled, though? You don't have to get a divorce.
Well, the thing is, they didn't even send in the marriage certificate.
Oh, so they weren't even married.
They weren't even really married.
Whatever.
So, yeah, so it was really, they just had a little fun ceremony and... That'll be that, apparently.
I would be so mad if I bought them a gift.
Right?
So mad.
You think they'd return it? No, they wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
They clearly are keeping it.
Yeah.
Both of them have been married four times previously,
Well,
too.
They take marriage seriously.
They really do.
12 days, you say.
Yeah, 12 days.
I love the idea of people are like, no, man, gay people cannot get married because we have to take weddings serious. We have to take the tradition of marriage serious. And then people like this are the reason they're holding it. I mean, come on, man.
1,000%.
Jesus.
Got any pretzels?
God, unbelievable.
That's my favorite thing ever. Favorite thing ever. Okay, Super Bowl was super fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite parts, though, was watching Demi Lovato absolutely crush the national anthem.
Demi Lovato.
Thanks for that, beer
she
mug.
She crushed it, but I was gambling on over.
Right.
It was 2 minutes and 5 seconds, and she came in like 10 seconds early. So
well,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
A very big disappointment
sorry you
for
were
me.
Let down by that.
Very big disappointment.
Okay,
it was an amazing national anthem, but it's all about me winning money.
I was moved by her vocals.
Right.
Okay, and I just have a personal love and appreciation for her. You know, her, like me, drug addicts in recovery, she's been very open about her experience, and I just think that it's really cool that she's able to do that and help so many people, and I just love her. I think we have a clip.
A minute 55. Come on.
That light, did you run the stopwatch?
Yes.
Oh boy.
There are about four of us with our phones out. We hit start and stop. We were like, come on, hold
did
it.
Did you win any money last night?
No.
Oh, snap.
Did I lose a lot of money? Yes.
Oh!
happens, you know.
Here, it does, yeah. Here at Intercom, we had like one of those pick a like box things.
Yeah.
I have no idea if I won. I don't even know what I would be looking
for. I think
up.
You would.
Me neither.
You would know by now?
I don't know. I think you would. Huh. It depends on who's running it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think just you always write my name in a square. I don't know what it means. Uh-huh.
Right, me too.
I don't know who it's for.
I think
for.
It usually means the end of the score for each team. So if you have 9-7, it's like...
It has
if
to
the
be
first
good.
Team ends okay. in nine, the second team at the first quarter and halftime right. and third quarter and all that. I don't know.
I think we're in the running for a television.
Oh,
that's
good.
Right.
That's what I think we win if we get it.
Right.
So congrats to whoever got that.
No, that was an amazing national anthem, though. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you, Megan, on coming out and talking about her problems. That's really healthy.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. It can help a lot of people, you know?
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Nope.
He has problems. He had to tell them.
Yes. Birthdays today. Isla Fisher, Sean mm-hmm. Kingston. And I do want to shout out my girl, Amy Interrupter from The Interrupters. Her birthday was yesterday, so I got to mm-hmm. give her love. I love her.
She yeah. rules.
Do we have a clip ready for this?
No.
Yeah. Seems important.
No.
I think so.
Okay.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and it took a warning. She had the... Hold on, let me take that part again.
You're reading it.
She had the now and the beers are swarming.
What?
Bees, not beers.
She had the hive, now the beer...
Hit the hive.
She hit the hive and...
Oh, no. I didn't even hear what night this was.
It's night one. Oh, good God.
Should I start over?
Yes.
It's night one.
Got that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That was a game still where the good. Listener was counting on me to win whatever tickets.
Had to tell you what song you were singing, and all of us were still confused even in the end.
Wow.
What song is that? But we know now.
Now we know.
Amy
that Interrupter. That was a real treat.
Yeah, that was great. And she was listening when that happened.
Was she
yes.
really?
And yeah. let us know how funny she thought that was.
I love it. Well, I'm Megan Holliday filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ally and Jensen. K-Rock.
Jensen has a 7-month-old?
I do.
And you started thinking about the earliest memories?
Well, yeah, all the time. Because you raise this little being and you go through crazy stuff. Like, he was in a queue for 30 days and he's had so many x-rays. And we just always are around him yelling at him. And, God, I mean, he has so many toys. And you wonder, what does any of this mean? I don't remember... genuinely anything from like 6 years old and down.
Yeah.
And anything could happen. We'll have a huge laugh. My wife and I will sit there crying from laughter and we'll go, he's not going to remember any of this. Like, it's such a weird feeling.
Probably isn't. Isn't there a thing where you remember when you were a baby, you know, up till a certain age, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you start sort of replacing memories?
I don't remember any feeling of knowing anything from being a baby. Even when I was like 7 or 8, I wouldn't remember. I think it just goes in one brain cell and out the other. I don't think you're like a goldfish at that point, right?
I mean, I hope not, but...
Well, and I was telling you guys how my mom remembers. She has a very vivid memory of being a baby.
That's
weird.
What is that memory?
How?
I don't know. She just remembers being in the car seat and driving and like when she was,
Because I'll throw in another wrench, right? We sometimes make up memories when you see a photo.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I was wondering is if, because I take millions of pictures of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they see pictures of when they were younger and they love them. And I wonder if that spurs a memory or if it just...
Or just makes one up.
It just makes one up. Like,
that can happen.
We say that's what we remember and they go, oh, so do I.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, you're like, and then the date was in the lower right-hand corner. but yeah, I don't remember really anything. I kind of remember one thing from preschool and there's no photo of it, so I feel kind of... like confident about it, but we were making these like mud pies or something, like some sort of like arts and crafts with like a weird clay.
Okay.
And then we had to like write our names in it, and I kind of remember that. And that's the first thing
and
I remember.
Are you positive that because there's no pictures, you're positive that's a memory?
Either me or Wonder Years. Either me or a scene from Wonder
that's
Years.
Valid.
No, I'm pretty sure it was
Wonder
I'm pretty
Years.
Sure that's me.
I was trying to think of this, too, and we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Your earliest memories.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of mine, and only two come to mind, and I'm not positive how old I was.
Mm-hmm.
One was a birthday party, and I was rolling down the grass at the zoo. And the other was...
How old were you there?
I don't know.
30?
Probably.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if that was 2 or 6. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I can't really place a time.
I mean, that counts as not remembering, right?
I guess, but I remember it happening.
Right.
I just don't know at what age it happened.
Okay.
And then I also got kicked off a TV show called Mr. Kangaroo. It's like a Mr. Rogers-like show.
It wasn't Captain Kangaroo?
Maybe it was. I don't.
That's not. You're not remembering anything.
No.
Was it one of the most famous children performers of all time?
Yes.
Okay, so Captain Kangaroo.
Okay.
All right.
So they
not off to a good start that you don't remember his name.
They had one of those punching bags. This is all I remember is that my mom was angry at me because I kept hitting the punching bag and they said, hey, we're trying to do a TV show here. Stop it. And
Are you on Captain Kangaroo?
I don't.
How did you get on?
I think there was a local version of it or something like
Mr.
that in Phoenix.
Kangaroo. He was below the captain.
He's the captain's son.
You should see Sir Kangaroo. He's even worse.
No, I was on the show and I got kicked off because I wouldn't stop punching the
punching bag.
That checks out. This all checks out.
I know,
me.
But dumbass little me probably thought that was funny, but my mom was disappointed and that's what I remember.
Oh yeah.
My mom's disappointed. Sad. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Kicked off a TV show. Yeah, rolling down grass.
That's all I remember.
Kevin Ryder.
Yeah.
No different
real. Really,
I'm saying those are the earliest memories
but
that I
could. But I
think
the stuff that we do remember is when we did make a mistake, when we did something wrong, when we let someone down.
Yeah. I guess it does stand out more.
Because I remember when I was in kindergarten.
You too.
And we were incubating these eggs, like, because we were going to hatch chicks. And
did you grow
up
in Jurassic Park? where did you grow up? Incubator.
I went to a private school.
Okay, makes sense.
So apparently, like, the teacher had put these eggs up on, like, the end of the chalkboard, you know, where you would put the chalk?
Yeah.
So there was, like, some eggs up there that apparently were not good. They were not going to be incubated, whatever. Okay. I didn't know that, though. I just knew they were alongside the chalkboard, and I ran by. I was running, and I knocked them over.
Oh.
And here's what I remember is bailing, like running out and pretending like it wasn't me. But then later on, it was this whole thing where it was like, who knocked over the eggs? It's okay. That we're not going to, you know, they weren't alive.
And did you feel that feeling of just being flushed?
Just
like, oh, they're going to find out it was me.
Oh, they're going to find out it was me. I killed these little baby chicks, like all of that. Yeah. I have that memory.
And you were in kindergarten.
I was in kindergarten. Yeah, I do remember
she
that
was
it was
incubating eggs. I was pounding clay into mud. Two completely different educations, I'm assuming.
Girls,
here.
Guys, I got to be honest.
I can't even believe it.
Girls are smarter. All right, your earliest memories. We're going to take your calls. Johnny, you hold on, and we'll come back to everybody. 1-800-520-1067. Next on K-Rock.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock.
All right, we're taking calls on your earliest memories. Do you remember stuff when you were a kid, kindergarten, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old?
Are you lying?
Melissa in Riverside. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I remember when I was 3. I was in preschool, and it was like some sort of holiday show or program or something, and I remember the teacher, I don't remember who it was, but they asked me how old I was, and I held up my fingers saying I was 3, but like in a weird way, like my pinky through my middle finger.
Like, that's a strangely specific memory.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's super weird. And like, I remember we were like getting ready. My grandma and I were going to San Diego on the train and we had to leave. Like, it's really weird. And I have pictures of the trip in San Diego.
Hold up.
Okay, question.
Do the photos make you remember? Does that help?
No,
it doesn't spur
other
a memory.
No, I have other memories that I know I only remember them because I've seen them in photos. And then, like, that one I know, like, I was there. Like, it wasn't just a picture I have different ones, like, of both. Like, where I remember it, and, like, oh, I only remember that because it was in a picture.
I mean, is there maybe because you held up the number 3 so weird, you were so ashamed that you remembered it for the rest of your life?
I don't know about ashamed, but, yeah, it's very weird to me because, like, you know, people don't do that.
No.
That's correct.
No, not at all.
Thank you for the call, Melissa. Chris, Johnny, Sylvia, you guys hold on. We'll get to your calls next on K-Rock. We were talking about your earliest memories.
Mm-hmm. We got a text message from the 562. I ran into preschool when I was 3 or 4 and hugged the wrong woman, thinking it was my mother. The shame haunts me to this day.
I wonder if it's something that's super troubling.
Yeah.
If it sort of makes a mark on you more than just something that's not anything.
Well, this tweet might answer your question.
Okay.
This is from Chris Burdick, and he said, when I was 3, I remember throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner. So I don't know. What? Maybe that was planted in his head by someone else. A true child thug. Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Studio City. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, party people. How you doing?
Hello. Good, thank you. Earliest memory.
So it's my first memory as well. I was about 3 years old, as best as I could ascertain, and my parents left me with one of his cousins And I remember waking up in this darkness and just unfamiliar area, and I started crying uncontrollably. And his wife came to me in this blue satin nightie with her breasts just hanging out. And I remember the tone. I remember the areola. I mean, the whole thing.
God.
And even beyond anything, I just remember I completely stopped crying as soon as she emerged from the darkness that I was experiencing. And this is my first memory.
That's a weird first memory, no?
I think that's a great first memory.
We like
it. He loves it. He loves that's his first memory. All right, let's go to Donald in Garden Grove. Good morning, Donald.
Hey, good morning, guys and gals.
Morning.
So back when I was three, my uncle had me in the high chair feeding me rice balls because we're Filipino family.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over to my left, and on the TV, he has the Playboy channel. Remember when Playboy was back on basic cable?
Sure.
Yeah.
So he had the Playboy channel playing in the background, and it was some medieval setting, and I saw a slow pan across the woman's body back in 80s style, just full bush going on.
Okay.
And that's my earliest memory at three.
It seems like at three, you don't have any idea what that is.
I think he would know that it's taboo. I do. I think he would know.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Megan is in for Allie. What's happening?
All right, cool. So I have a deep love for Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Especially.
Probably very different.
Maybe. But she, I just always remember her in the Lit video for Miserable.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
How freaking hot she looked.
Pam Anderson?
Whew, that's right, Pam Anderson. So anyways, her and John Peters, they you would know him. He had produced films like A Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand, Batman in 1989. Anyways, they split 12 days after their wedding.
No.
They just got married.
They what? Just got married what? On January 20th.
No! No, this is so...
If they don't have love, what chance do we have?
So Pam said, life is a journey. And love is a process.
Is it?
I guess
so. It's a pretty short journey for her. That's 12 days. By the way, you have to have fought for some of that 12 days, right?
Yeah, something went wrong.
So maybe 5-6 days in?
Something happened. Or they were high. Were they high?
When and they sobered up?
Maybe.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
That statement is longer than their marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Can you just have it annulled, though? You don't have to get a divorce.
Well, the thing is, they didn't even send in the marriage certificate.
Oh, right. So they weren't even married.
They weren't even really married.
Whatever.
So it was really, they just had a little fun ceremony, and that'll be that, apparently.
I would be so mad if I bought them a gift.
Right?
So mad.
You think they'd return it? No, they wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
They clearly are keeping it.
Yeah.
Both of them have been married 4 times previously, too.
Well, they take marriage seriously.
They really do.
12 days, you say.
Yeah, 12 days.
I love the idea of people are like, no, man, gay people cannot get married because we have to take weddings serious. We have to take the tradition of marriage serious. And then people like this are the reason they're holding it. I mean, come on, man.
1,000%.
Jesus.
Got any pretzels?
God, unbelievable.
My favorite thing ever. Favorite thing ever. Okay, Super Bowl was super fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite parts, though, was watching Demi Lovato absolutely crush the national anthem.
Demi Lovato.
Thanks for that, beer
she
mug.
She crushed it, but I was gambling on over.
Right.
It was 2 minutes and 5 seconds, and she came in like 10 seconds early. Well, that was a very big disappointment for me.
Sorry you were let down by that.
Very big disappointment.
Okay,
it was an amazing national anthem, but it's all about me winning money.
I was moved by her vocals.
Right.
Okay, and I just have a personal love and appreciation for her. You know, her, like me, drug addicts in recovery, she's been very open about her experience, and I just think that it's really cool that she's able to do that and help so many people. And I just love her. I think we have a clip.
And the heart of the
55. Come on.
That light, did you run the stopwatch?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
There were about four of us with our phones out. We hit start and stop. We were like, come on, hold
it. Did you win any money last night?
No.
Oh, snap.
Did I lose a lot of money? Yes.
Oh!
Happens, you know.
Here at Intercom, we had like one of those pick a like box things.
Yeah.
I have no idea if I won. I don't even know what I would be looking
for. I think you would.
Me neither.
You would know by now?
Well, I don't know. I think you would. Huh. It depends on who's running it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just write my name in a square. I don't know what it means.
Uh-huh. Right, me too.
I don't know who it's for.
I think
for.
It usually means the end of the score for each team. So if you have 9-7, it's like...
It has
if
to
the
be
first
good.
Team ends okay. in nine, the second team at the first quarter and halftime and third quarter and all that. I don't know.
I think we're in the running for a television.
Oh, that's good. Right.
That's what I think we win if we get it.
Right.
So congrats to whoever got that.
No, that was an amazing national anthem, though. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you, Megan, on coming out and talking about her problems. That's really healthy.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. It can help a lot of people, you know?
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Nope.
He has problems. He had to tell them.
Yes. Birthdays today. Isla Fisher, Sean Kingston. And I do want to shout out my girl, Amy Interrupter from The Interrupters. Her birthday was yesterday, so I got to give her love. I love her.
She rules.
Do we have a clip ready for this?
No.
Yeah. Seems important.
No.
I think so.
Okay.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and it took a warning. She had the have. Hold on, let me take that part again.
You're reading it.
She had the now and the beers are swarming.
What?
Bees, not beers.
She had the hive, now the beer.
Hit the hive.
She hit the hive and.
Oh, no. I didn't even hear what night this was.
It's night one. Oh, good God.
Should I start over?
Yes.
It's night one.
Got that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That was a game where the listener was counting on me to win whatever tickets.
Had to tell you what song you were singing, and all of us were still confused even in the end.
Wow.
What song is that? But we know now.
Now we know.
Amy
that Interrupter. That was a real treat.
Yeah, that was great. And she was listening when that happened.
Was she really?
And let us know. Let us know how funny she thought that was.
I love it. Excellent. Well, I'm Megan Holliday filling in for Allie McKay, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
Jensen has a 7-month-old?
I do.
And you started thinking about the earliest memories?
Well, yeah, all the time. Because you raise this little being and you go through crazy stuff. Like he was in the NICU for 30 days and he's had so many x-rays. And we just always are around him yelling at him. And God, I mean, he has so many toys. And you wonder, what does any of this mean? I don't remember genuinely anything from like 6 years old and down.
Yeah.
And anything could happen. We'll have a huge laugh. My wife and I will sit there crying from laughter and we'll go, he's not going to remember any of this. Like, it's such a weird feeling.
Probably isn't. Isn't there a thing where you remember when you were a baby, you know, up till a certain age, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you start sort of replacing memories?
I don't remember. I don't remember any feeling of knowing anything from being a baby. Even when I was like 7 or 8, I wouldn't remember. I think it just goes in one brain cell and out the other. I don't think you're like a goldfish at that point, right?
I mean, I hope not, but...
Well, and I was telling you guys how my mom remembers. She has a very vivid memory of being a baby. But
that's weird.
What is that memory?
How?
I don't know. She just remembers being in the car seat and driving and like when she was.
Because I'll throw in another wrench, right? We sometimes make up memories when we see a photo.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I was wondering is if, because I take millions of pictures of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they see pictures of when they were younger and they love them. And I wonder if that spurs a memory or if it just...
Or just makes one up.
It just makes one up. Like,
that can happen.
We say that's what we remember and they go, oh, so do I.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, you're like, and then the date was in the lower right-hand corner. I don't remember really anything. I kind of remember one thing from preschool and there's no photo of it, so I feel kind of... like confident about it, but we were making these like mud pies or something, like some sort of like arts and crafts with a weird clay.
Okay.
And then we had to like write our names in it, and I kind of remember that. And that's the first thing
and
I remember.
Are you positive that, because there's no pictures, you're positive that's a memory?
Either me or Wonder Years.
Okay.
Either me or a scene from Wonder
that's
Years.
Valid.
No, I'm pretty sure that's me.
I was trying to think of this too, and we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Your earliest memories. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of mine, and only two come to mind, and I'm not positive how old I was. Mm-hmm. One was a birthday party, and I was rolling down the grass at the zoo. And the other was...
How old were you there?
I don't know.
40?
Probably.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if that was two or six. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I can't really place a time.
I mean, that counts as not remembering, right?
I guess, but I remember it happening.
Right.
I just don't know at what age it happened.
Okay.
And then I also got kicked off a TV show called Mr. Kangaroo. Oh, it's like a Mr. Rogers-like show.
It wasn't Captain Kangaroo?
Maybe it was. I don't.
You're not remembering anything.
No.
Was it one of the most famous children performers of all time?
Yes.
Okay, so Captain Kangaroo.
Okay.
All right.
So they
not off to a good start that you don't remember his name.
They had one of those punching bags. This is all I remember is that my mom was angry at me because I kept hitting the punching bag and they said, hey, we're trying to do a TV show here. Stop it. And
How are you on Captain Kangaroo? How did you get on?
I think there was a local version of it or something like
Mr.
that in
Kangaroo.
Phoenix.
He was below the captain.
He's the captain's son.
You should see Sir Kangaroo. He's even worse.
No, I was on the show and I got kicked off because I wouldn't stop punching the punching bag.
That checks out. This all checks out.
I know, but dumbass little me probably thought that was funny, but my mom was disappointed, and that's what I remember.
My mom's disappointed. Sad.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Kicked off a TV show, rolling down grass.
That's all I remember.
Kevin Ryder now.
Yeah.
No different,
that's real.
I'm saying those are the earliest memories
but
that I could.
But I think the stuff that we do remember is when we did make a mistake, when we did something wrong, when we let someone down.
Yeah. I guess it does stand out more.
Because I remember when I was in kindergarten.
You too.
And we were incubating these eggs, like, because we were going to hatch chicks. And
did you grow
up
in Jurassic Park? Where did you grow up? Incubator.
I went to a private school.
Okay, makes sense.
So apparently, like, the teacher had put these eggs up on, like, the end of the chalkboard, you know, mm-hmm. where you would put the chalk?
Yeah.
So there was, like, some eggs up there that apparently were not good. They were not going to be incubated, whatever. Okay. I didn't know that, though. I just knew they were alongside the chalkboard, and I ran by. I was running, and I knocked them over.
Oh.
Here's what I remember is bailing, like running out and pretending like it wasn't me. But then later on, it was this whole thing where it was like, who knocked over the eggs? It's okay. We're not going to, you know, they weren't alive.
Did you feel that feeling of just being flushed?
Just
like, oh, they're going to find out it was me.
Oh, they're going to find out it was me. I killed these little baby chicks, like all of that. Yeah. I have that memory.
And you were in kindergarten.
I was in kindergarten. Yeah. I do remember
she
that
was
it was
incubating eggs. I was pounding clay into mud. Two completely different educations, I'm assuming.
Girls, guys, I got to be honest.
I can't even believe it.
Girls are smarter. All right, your earliest memories. We're going to take your calls. Johnny, you hold on, and we'll come back to everybody. 1-800-520-1067. Next on K-Rock.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock.
All right, we're taking calls on your earliest memories. Do you remember stuff when you were a kid, mm-hmm. kindergarten, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old?
Are you lying?
Melissa in Riverside. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I remember when I was three. I was in preschool, and it was like some sort of holiday show or program or something. And I remember the teacher, I don't remember who it was, but they asked me how old I was, and I held up my fingers saying I was three, but like in a weird way, like my pinky through my middle finger.
Like, that's a strangely like specific memory.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's super weird. And like, I remember we were like getting ready. My grandma and I were going to San Diego on the train, and we had to leave. Like, it's really weird. And I have pictures of the trip in San Diego.
Hold up.
Okay, question.
Do the photos make you remember? Does that help?
I have other memories. No, I have other memories that I know. I only remember them because I've seen them in photos. And then, like, that one I know, like, I was there. Like, it wasn't just a picture that I have different ones, like, of both. Like, where I remember it, and, like, oh, I only remember that because it was in a picture.
I mean, is there maybe because you held up the number three so weird, you were so ashamed that you remembered it for the rest of your life?
I don't know about ashamed, but, yeah, it's very weird to me because, like, you know, people don't do that.
No.
That's correct.
No, not at all.
Thank you for the call, Melissa. Chris, Johnny, Sylvia, you guys hold on. We'll get to your calls next on K-Rock. We were talking about your earliest memories.
Mm-hmm. We got a text message from the 562. I ran into preschool when I was three or four and hugged the wrong woman thinking it was my mother. The shame haunts me to this day.
I wonder if it's something that's super troubling.
Yeah.
If it sort of makes a mark on you more than just something that's not anything.
Well, this tweet might answer your question. Okay. This is from Chris Burdick, and he said, when I was three, I remember throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner. So I don't know. Maybe that was planted in his head by someone else. A true child thug.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Studio City. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, party people. How you doing?
Hello. Good, thank you. Earliest memory.
So it's my first memory as well. I was about 3 years old, as best as I could ascertain. And my parents left me with one of his cousins. And I remember waking up in this darkness and just unfamiliar area. And I started crying uncontrollably. And his wife came to me in this blue satin nightie with her breasts just hanging out. And I remember the tone. I remember the areola. I mean, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And even beyond anything, I just remember I completely stopped crying as soon as she emerged from the darkness that I was experiencing. Oh, and this is my first memory.
That's a weird first memory, no?
I think that's a great first memory. Are you
kidding? We like
it. He loves it. He loves that. That's his first memory. All right, let's go to Donald in Garden Grove. Good morning, Donald.
Hey, good morning, guys and gals.
Morning.
So back when I was three, my uncle had me in the high chair feeding me rice balls because we're Filipino family.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over to my left, and on the TV, he has the Playboy channel. Remember when Playboy was back on basic cable?
Sure. Yeah.
So he had the Playboy channel playing in the background, and it was some medieval setting, and I saw a slow pan across the woman's body back in 80s style, just full bush going on.
Okay.
And that's my earliest memory at three.
It seems like at three, you don't have any idea what that is.
I think he would know that it's taboo. I do. I think he would know, like, this, because you're taught to wear clothes to cover yourself even at that age. And he knows these people aren't wearing those clothes. So it would be like, ooh.
Was it like, ooh, Donald?
Was it like, ooh? Or ooh?
It was like, why is my uncle watching this?
That's true, right?
Uh-huh. Seeing me.
That does play into it.
Yeah.
Well, I know at that point I would just look right at my right in his eyes, right at my uncle's eyes, and be like,
show me photos of me and Loretta.
All right, let's go to Monica in Pasadena. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Morning.
Earliest memory.
So I was about 4 years old, and my parents were out for the day, and I was with my siblings at home, and I was decided to play house, and I wanted to be like my mom, and I started cutting my own hair.
Oh.
So I didn't give myself a little bob or anything cute. I cut at different lengths at close to my scalp. So by the time my mom got home, her fix to it was to buzz my whole head to have it grow evenly.
Wow.
So I started preschool with basically a buzzed head.
And you remember that, Monica? Or is it possible that your mom told you that story?
Or you've seen a photo, yeah.
No, because I remember speaking to myself in Spanish because that was my first language growing up. Mm-hmm. And I remember acting like I was my mom and cutting it myself.
Were you scolding yourself?
No, I thought I was doing a really great job, to be quite honest.
Oh, this looks pretty. Here we go.
Yes, exactly. And so by the time I don't remember getting my hair cut. I just remember, getting my hair cut by my mom, but I do remember cutting it myself. And there's haunting videos of my family making fun of me afterward as I was crying in the bathroom at my buzz head.
Oh, it sounds like such a joyful memory.
Yeah, clearly it's one of your happiest, yeah.
Thank you for the call, Monica. Let's take one more. Let's make it Rich in Montebello. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Talking about earliest memories.
My earliest memory was when I was in kindergarten, and I decided to pull the fire drill.
The fire alarm.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, I was little. I had to jump for it. I just remember trying to jump, and it took me a couple times, and I got it, and there was a bunch of kids, and we all ran out
of the
We all ran out of the bathroom and went to line up like if we were just going for the fire drill, and they found out it got pulled, and then of course I got ratted out. So
I think all of us wanted to pull the fire alarm.
Yeah,
I just want to thank you
for being the one.
Yeah,
you lived our dreams, man.
You really did.
Thank you for being the dick. We appreciate it.
Yeah, honestly.
This is Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
K-Rock, Will's up number three, System of a Down in Sweden.
Whoa.
System of a Down is playing at Bank of California May 22nd. You get tickets for that with Korn and Faith No More as well.
And then, those two also?
Yes.
It's too much.
Yes.
So good.
Split them
it's
up.
It's going to be a great show. Yeah. And also, you qualify to see them again in Stockholm, Sweden. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a game right now. You want the long theme or the short theme?
I think the long one.
Yeah.
Do we have time for it?
Yeah.
All right.
Just a second!
Oh, that was the long one.
That's the long one.
Wow.
You want the short one?
Sure.
Just a second!
Eerily similar.
That's the, that's the short one, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to play 1 second of System of a Down.
Okay.
We'll do it twice for you, and then you have to identify what song it is. Let's start with Lisa in Irvine. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here's your just a second. We'll play it twice. Nope. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
That's a good... Wow, that's a good start. I bet you she still knows it.
All right, listen. We need to play it twice for her.
Okay.
Play it. All right.
Lisa?
I think it is Chop Suey.
It is Chop Suey.
It is Chop Suey.
What were the chances of that?
She got it.
That's a miracle.
Good job, Lisa.
That is a miracle that she got that.
Incredible.
Let's go to Marissa in Simi Valley. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish I had Chop Suey.
Well,
yeah.
You got a good one.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
One more time.
Ooh. Oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to say Toxicity.
Sorry, that was Sugar.
That was Sugar.
I like that band so much. Let's go to Jay in Long Beach. Good morning, Jay.
What's up, Night Rocker in the morning?
Are you ready for just a second?
Let's do this.
All right. One more time.
Aerials?
Oh.
That's Toxicity.
That was Toxicity, yeah.
This is difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Turns out.
Just a second!
George in Fontana, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for your song? Have you been doing on hold?
I got the last one.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Here's your song, twice. One more time.
That's Aerials.
That is
Spiders,
not Aerials.
This is a tough game.
This is not easy.
All right, let's go to Rudy in Norwalk. Good morning, Rudy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to get 1 second of a System of a Down
good
song?
Luck.
Identify the song. One more time.
That's Aerials.
That is Aerials.
Hey.
Nicely done.
Good job, dude.
All right, let's go to Judy in Long Beach. Good morning, Judy.
Morning.
Are you ready for your song?
Sorta.
That's the confidence we like to hear.
Huh? All right, here it is twice.
That's the I-A-E. I don't know. It's the vowel letters.
Yes. I feel like we give it to her.
That seems right.
Yeah. I feel like we give it to her.
It's I-E-A-I-A-I-O.
Yeah, that's too hard.
I don't need anyone to say all of it.
Nicely done.
Seems crazy.
All right, let's take one more. Let's make it Daniel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
All right. He really distinctly decided to say hello to someone.
Nicely done.
Good for Daniel.
All right, are you ready for just a second?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here you go. One more time.
Psycho.
Psycho it is. Nicely done.
What a run.
Nice.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 finalists in the drawing.
Yep. Okay. Our winner is... Daniel.
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 Wow, lucky bastard.
He got it just for saying hi to Megan.
My one and only fan.
Hey.
Congrats, Daniel.
Thank you.
Congrats, bud.
And thanks for playing the game.
Just a second.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock, KROQ.
Ali is out sick today. Megan Holliday is here.
Mm-hmm.
Has been here all morning.
I have been.
You rule. Thanks for coming in.
You rule. It's been super fun filling in. Always happy to do it. Sending love to Allie McKay, though. I love her so much.
I mean, who?
So many great commercials last night at the Super Bowl. My personal favorite, Post Malone.
The guy in pretzels?
He was selling pretzels, right? It was rolled gold pretzels?
That's right. That is right.
The guy in pretzels?
I just love
that was
him.
A great commercial, and I still couldn't tell you what it's for. Seltzer water or something?
It's for Bud Light Seltzer, yes. Yeah. And it's like this battle inside of his brain. What is he going to just get Bud Light? Because he's such a Bud Light guy. He ends up getting both. And...
Got any pretzels?
I just love him so much. Also, the Jason Momoa Rocket Mortgage one was
really good.
Oh,
so good.
Where he's just trying to get comfortable at home, and he's like takes off. He just transforms into a different person.
Takes off his arms, his chest, his, all of his muscles.
Like he's like a meager hippie.
He's like DJ Qualls.
Yeah. He's like playing sitar. So that one was fun. And then there was one that actually brought our friend Jensen over here to tears. So we have a clip of the Google Loretta commercial. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Hey, Google, show me photos of me and Loretta. Remember? Loretta hated my mustache. Remember? Loretta loved going to Alaska and scallops. Show me photos from our anniversary. Remember, she always snorted when she laughed.
That's so sad.
Play our favorite movie.
Oh, God.
Remember, I'm the luckiest man in the world. Come on, boy.
Oh, God. I can't. I cannot anymore.
Make up a person that I used to be in a relationship with. Mm-hmm.
Or a woman
Loretta
slowly,
doesn't exist.
Loretta slowly, like... creeps behind him tiptoeing and then just snaps his neck.
Oh my God.
And then he just falls and that's the end of the commercial.
Oh my God. So dark.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Like, who is Loretta? You have been talking about Loretta for 30 years. She Stop never talking. Existed. She's a figment of your imagination.
Oh my God.
You're
you guys.
A sad, sad old man.
Stop asking me for memories you don't
Show
have.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
I've told you for 20 years there is no Loretta. You've been alone on this island.
Oh
you
my
You sad
God.
Old man.
We're terrible people.
We really are.
Especially Jensen.
I was crying when it aired for real, so I'm
but
allowed.
But didn't it sort of creep you out a little?
Yes.
Like he's having a sort of a relationship with a computer to...
To store his memories.
Yes.
And
yes.
sell his information to the highest Banana Republic store.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
We bring up something. Listeners say that we bring up something on the air that they're listening. Like
yes.
A chair or like patio furniture. And then the next day on their Instagram is a patio furniture
oh,
ad.
Wow.
So like imagine what this dude's doing for 20 years. Talk about his dead wife.
Show me Forever 21.
Yeah. Like, can I interest you in some Lane Bryant? Like it is like basically suggest things to you all day. Awful.
Scallops on sale this week.
Yeah, go to Ralph's.
Also, Demi Lovato crushed the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I just am in love
Demi
with her.
Lovato.
She
Thank
rules.
You for that beer mug. Yeah, I just have a general appreciation for Demi. I loved her.
Wait, before you get serious.
Yeah.
I lost money on her national anthem.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because it was under 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
She rushed through it.
Now, maybe I'm a gambleholic, but...
maybe you have an issue.
I just want to bring that up. Now you can get serious about her.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and did you win any money yesterday,
no.
Kevin?
Mm. Keep going.
So, just general appreciation for Demi. Her Grammy performance was really emotional and raw. She disappeared for a while. She had an accidental overdose in 2018 after being sober for 6 years. And, you know, she went away to get well. But it's just nice to see her back and doing so great. And I love how open she is about her recovery. And as a fellow drug addict in recovery, I just really appreciate that she's using her platform to inform people that, hey, this is a disease. This stuff happens and you can get better too. So I just really love her a lot.
I appreciate her for that and you as well.
Why, thank you very much. Sorry to get cheesy.
My dreams.
Okay, good.
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend.
But what about Loretta?
She is the moment.
Oh, Loretta.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's going to lose her house.
No, I don't think no one said that. She's doing really well, actually. She's
oh, my God.
Totally fine.
Yes.
And as of 3 a.m., the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas closed its doors after 25 years of being open. Hmm. I just went there and stayed in this incredible punk rock suite. I just love that place. I love the memorabilia. It's getting pretty much just a big fat facelift with Virgin taking over ownership. They're putting in $200 million in upgrades. They're going to keep the joint.
The kind of house of blues venue.
Right. And so I think this is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be incredible and awesome.
Where will I eat chicken fingers while looking at a Fred Durst hat?
This is true.
Why would they do a commercial for it yesterday?
What I'm wondering is, do you think that they're going to open one here in L.A.? Do you think, or somewhere, like a Hard Rock hotel? Yeah.
There was one when I went to Orlando. There was one. I've seen them, and I'm always like, these exist.
Yeah, they exist. They have one.
These are still here.
They have one in Mexico.
Right. Not for long. Know?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that there was a commercial is intriguing. So.
If you want to see the jacket from the guy in Alien Ant Farm from the Thriller video, or
that's where you
Billie
go.
Jean or whatever.
That is where you go.
It'll be there.
That's true. Yeah. So that's going to reopen at the end of 2020. Birthdays today, Nathan Lane. Also, Isla Fisher. Love her in Wedding Crashers.
I don't care.
Oh, jeez,
wow.
Ray. Oh, my God, Ray J.
So aggressive. And my girl, it was her birthday yesterday, but we can talk about it today. Amy Interrupter of the Interrupters. Yeah, celebrated birthday yesterday.
Hey, what about Lindsay?
What was it? Today is the... Well, I don't even remember what it was. Dave, you told us that there's an anniversary regarding Richie.
Richie!
Richie Valens.
I don't know what he told us.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the day the music died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the day the crash. I don't know.
Yeah.
We made that up.
I think so.
Way to end it first, Dave.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave. But anyways... I'm Megan Holliday, filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Megan. On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness. Me, SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new... That was close.
I know, you caught
doesn't
it.
Doesn't count.
You caught yourself.
Doesn't count,
doesn't
mother
count.
Effer.
Yeah,
No, it doesn't. Tomorrow morning, we have Jensen's Rank Bank. We have Michael Snyder in to tell you about new TV shows, and we're going to tell you about herpes monkeys in Florida.
Kevin.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock Wheels Up number 3 is System of a Down in Sweden.
Whoa.
System of a Down is playing at Bank of California May 22nd. You get tickets for that with Korn and Faith No More as well.
Those two also?
Yes.
It's too much.
Yes.
So good.
Split them
it's
up.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And also, you qualify to see them again in Stockholm, Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a game right now. You want the long theme or the short theme?
I think the long one.
Yeah.
Do we have time for it?
Yeah.
All right.
Just a second!
Oh, that was the long one.
That's the long one.
Wow.
You want the short one?
Sure.
Just a second!
Eerily similar.
That's the short one, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to play 1 second of System of a Down.
Okay.
We'll do it twice for you, and then you have to identify what song it is. Let's start with Lisa in Irvine. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here's your just a second. We'll play it twice. Nope. Hold on.
That's a good... Wow, that's a good start. I bet you she still knows it.
All right, listen. We need to play it twice for her.
Okay.
Play it. All right.
Lisa.
I think it is Chop Suey.
It is Chop Suey.
It is Chop Suey.
What were the chances of that?
She got it.
That's a miracle.
Good job, Lisa.
That is a miracle that she got that.
Incredible.
Let's go to Marissa in Simi Valley. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish I had Chop Suey.
Well,
yeah.
You got a good one.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
Oh. One more time.
Ooh. Oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to say Toxicity.
Sorry, that was Sugar.
That was Sugar.
I like that band so much. Let's go to Jay in Long Beach. Good morning, Jay.
What's up, Night Rocker in the Morning?
Are you ready for just a second?
Let's do this.
All right. One more time.
Aerials?
Oh.
That's toxicity.
That was toxicity, yeah. Yep.
This is difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Turns out.
Just a second!
George in Fontana, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for your song? How have you been doing on hold?
I got the last one.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Here's your song, twice. One more time.
That's aerials.
That is
spiders,
not aerials.
This is a tough game.
That is, this is not easy.
All right, let's go to Rudy in Norwalk. Good morning, Rudy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to get 1 second of a System of a Down song? Identify the song. One more time.
That's aerials.
That is aerials.
Hey.
Nicely done.
Good job, dude.
All right, let's go to Judy in Long Beach. Good morning, Judy.
Morning.
Are you ready for your song?
Sorta.
That's the confidence we like to hear.
Huh? All right, here it is twice.
That's the IAE. I don't know. It's the vowel letters.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we give it to her.
That seems right.
Yeah. I feel like we give it to her.
It's IEAIAIO.
Yeah, that's too hard.
I don't need anyone to say all of it.
Nicely done.
Seems crazy.
All right, let's take one more. Let's make it Daniel in Los Angeles. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
All right. He really distinctly decided to say hello to someone.
Nicely done.
Good for Daniel.
All right. Are you ready for just a second?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here you go. One more time.
Psycho.
Psycho it is. Nicely done.
What a run.
Nice.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4
yep.
finalists in the drawing.
Yep. Okay. Our winner is... Daniel. Daniel.
Woo! Daniel. Lucky bastard.
He got it just for saying hi to Megan.
My one and only fan.
Hey.
Congrats, yeah, Daniel.
Thank you.
Congrats, bud.
And thanks for playing the game.
Just a second.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Ali is out sick today. Megan Holliday is here.
Mm-hmm.
Has been here all morning.
I have been.
You rule. Thanks for coming in.
You rule. It's been super fun filling in. Always happy to do it. Sending love to Allie McKay, though. I love her so much.
I mean, who?
So many great commercials last night at the Super Bowl. My personal favorite, Post Malone.
The guy in pretzels?
He was selling pretzels, right? Gold pretzels?
That's right. That is right.
The guy in pretzels?
I just
love that was a great commercial, and I still couldn't tell you what it's for. Seltzer water or something?
It's for Bud Light Seltzer, yes. Yeah. And it's like this battle inside of his brain. What is he going to just get Bud Light because he's such a Bud Light guy? He ends up getting both. And...
Got any pretzels?
Got any pretzels?
Got any pretzels?
I just love him so much. Also, the Jason Momoa Rocket Mortgage one was
good.
Oh,
that was so good.
Where he's just trying to get comfortable at home, and he's like transforms into a different person.
Takes off his arms, his chest, all of his muscles.
He's like a meager hippie.
He's like DJ Qualls.
Yeah.
He's like playing sitar. So that one was fun. And then there was one that actually brought our friend Jensen over here to tears. So we have a clip of the Google Loretta commercial. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Hey, Google, show me photos of me and Loretta. Remember? Loretta hated my mustache. Remember? Loretta loved going to Alaska and scallops. Show me photos from our anniversary. Remember, she always snorted when she laughed.
That's so sad.
Play our favorite movie.
Oh, God.
Remember, I'm the luckiest man in the world. Come on, boy.
Oh, God. I can't. I cannot anymore.
Make up a person that I used to be in a relationship with. Mm-hmm.
Or a woman.
Loretta
slowly,
doesn't exist.
Loretta slowly, like... creeps behind him tiptoeing and then just snaps his neck.
Oh my God.
And then he just falls and that's the end of the commercial.
Oh my God. So dark.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Like, who is Loretta? You have been talking about Loretta for 30 years. She never existed. She's a figment of your imagination.
Oh my God.
You're a sad, sad old man.
Stop asking me for memories you don't
have. Show me photos of me and Loretta.
I've told you for 20 years there is no Loretta. You've been alone on this island.
Oh my God.
You sad old man.
We're terrible people.
We really are.
Especially Jensen.
I was crying when it aired for real, so I'm
but
allowed.
But didn't it sort of creep you out a little?
Yes.
Like he's having a sort of a relationship with a computer
to store his memories.
Yes.
And
yes.
Sell his information to the highest Banana Republic store.
Oh,
I mean, we bring up something. Listeners say that we bring up something on the air that they're listening. Like,
yes.
A chair or like patio furniture. And then the next day on their Instagram is a patio furniture ad.
Oh, wow.
So like imagine what this dude's doing for 20 years. Talk about his dead wife.
Show me Forever 21.
Yeah. Like, can I interest you in some Lane Bryant? Like it is like basically suggest things to you all day. Awful.
Scallops.
Yeah.
On sale this week.
Yeah. Go to Ralph's.
Also, Demi Lovato crushed the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I just am in love.
Demi
with
Lovato. Bono.
Thank
rules.
You for that beer mug. Yeah, I just have a general appreciation for Demi. I loved her.
Wait, before you get serious.
Yeah.
I lost money on her national anthem.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because it was under 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
She rushed through it.
Now, maybe I'm a gambleholic, but...
maybe you have an issue.
I just want to bring that up. Now you can get serious about her.
Okay. Well, and did you win any money yesterday,
no.
Kevin?
Mm. Keep going.
So, just general appreciation for Demi. Her Grammy performance was really emotional and raw. She disappeared for a while. She had an accidental overdose in 2018 after being sober for 6 years. And, you know, she went away to get well. But it's just nice to see her back and doing so great. And I love how open she is about her recovery. And as a fellow drug addict in recovery, I just really appreciate that she's using her platform to inform people that, hey, this is a disease. This stuff happens and you can get better too. So I just really love her a lot.
I appreciate her for that, and you as well.
Why, thank you very much. Sorry
you
to get cheesy.
My dreams.
Okay, good.
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend.
But what about Loretta?
She is the moment.
Oh, Loretta. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's going to lose her house.
No, I don't think anyone said. No one said that. She's doing really well, actually.
Oh, my God.
Totally fine.
Yes.
And as of 3 a.m., the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas closed its doors after 25 years of being open. Mm. I just went there and stayed in this incredible punk rock suite. I just love that place. I love the memorabilia. It's getting pretty much just a big, fat facelift with Virgin taking over ownership. They're putting in $200 million in upgrades. They're going to keep the joint.
The House of Blues venue. Yeah.
Right. And... yeah, so I think this is going to be, I'm sure it's going to be incredible and awesome.
Where will I eat chicken fingers while looking at a Fred Durst hat?
This is true.
Why would they do a commercial for it yesterday?
What I'm wondering is, do you think that they're going to open one here in L.A.? Do you think, or somewhere? Do you think
like
they're
like a Hard Rock
gonna,
Hotel?
Yeah.
There was one when I went to Orlando, there was one. I've seen them, and I'm always like, these exist.
Yeah, they exist. They have one,
these are still here.
They have one in Mexico.
Right. Not for
you
long.
Know?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that there was a commercial is intriguing. So.
If you want to see the jacket from the guy in Alien Ant Farm from the Thriller video, or
that's where you
Billie
go.
Jean, or whatever cover they did.
That is where you go.
It'll be there.
That's true. Yeah. So yeah, so that's going to reopen at the end of 2020. Birthdays today, Nathan Lane. Also, Isla Fisher. Love her in Wedding Crashers.
I don't care.
Oh, jeez,
wow.
Ray. Oh, my God, Ray J.
So aggressive. And my girl, it was her birthday yesterday, but we can talk about it today. Amy Interrupter of The Interrupters. Yeah, celebrated birthday yesterday.
Hey, what about so.
What was it? Today is the... Well, I don't even remember what it was. Dave, you told us that there's an anniversary regarding Richie.
Richie Valens.
I don't know what he told us.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the day the music died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like the day the crash. I don't know.
Yeah.
We made that up.
I think so.
Way to end it first, Dave.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave. But anyways... I'm Megan Holliday, filling in for Allie McKay, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Megan. On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness. Me, SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new... That was close.
No.
That was close.
I know, you caught
doesn't
it.
Count.
You caught yourself.
Doesn't count,
it doesn't
mother
count.
Effer.
Yeah,
count
no, it doesn't. No.
No,
no it
count.
Doesn't.
No,
it
sir.
It doesn't count.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, we have Jensen's Rank Bank. We have Michael Schneider in to tell you about new TV shows, and we're going to tell you about herpes monkeys in Florida.
Kevin.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.